Where are we in terms of looking at HER2 and ATTACC? When Mitch Dowsett presented those data on ER-positive, PR-negative, he speculated that maybe those were HER2-positive patients.
Yeah.
What do you think about that speculation, and what do we know about HER2 and ATTACC?
Well, it's a shame that actually the processes of getting the tissues to measure HER2 are so confounded now by all of the difficulties we have with regulatory authorities and permission and informed consent. I think this does no one any good and does an enormous amount of harm. Within another year, we might actually know, but it's a shame that we don't know now. And without all of this excessive bureaucracy, we could simply have done that very quickly.
There were some data from the neoadjuvant impact study, which is sort of neoadjuvant ATTACC, suggesting a greater effect of anastrozole compared to tamoxifen in HER2-positive patients. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the neoadjuvant data is a little disappointing in the sense that there is some effect on proliferation rates and so forth, but in fact the endpoints in terms of size reduction and so forth were not as striking as one might have hoped for. So I personally find the neoadjuvant data a little disappointing and a little hard to really understand. Of course, the trials are substantially smaller, so we may be into a numbers problem. I think it's still a good question as to why the differences that we've seen in recurrence aren't more clearly reflected in the neoadjuvant studies at this stage.
The interpretation I've heard specifically about IMPACT was the fact that it was designed as a biologic study, and a lot of the women who entered the study had small tumors that were difficult to document responses on.
Well, that may be the case. And again, when you have a small study and you start looking at subgroups, you can get almost any answer you want. That may well be the case, that if you just focus on the larger tumors, there was some evidence for reduction. But I think the studies aren't as clear-cut as one would like to see.
But that study, as well as the neoadjuvant letrozole study by Ellis, did show what appeared to be a greater impact on HER2-positive tumors. Do you think that that's a real effect?
I suspect that it is, actually. Again, I think we need to be careful about interpreting the neoadjuvant data. Again, that's a very small number of patients when you get down to just that subgroup. The answer will come from the ATTACC trial once we actually look at the HER2 status of these patients. And I think we're just going to have to wait for that to happen.